Would you like to know how rocks work? How to use them in your daily life? Do you want to know how to care for them? Well, get ready to learn more each week as Jodi Ann Roy shares these and many more topics on her radio show, Uniquely Rocking It, here on the Inspired Choices Network. And now, here is Jodi Ann.
Welcome. You're listening to the Inspired Choices Network, and I'm your host, Jodi Ann, on Uniquely Rocking It. And today we're going to be talking about rocks, buying rocks. We're always talking about rocks, but we're going to talk about buying rocks today. But before I get to that, last week we talked about chakras and what they were and what stones worked for them and how they functioned if they were in balance or if they were too slow or if they were too fast. And it was a lot of information, but we got through it. But I promised that I would flesh it out my notes and get it on the website within 24 hours. I did. So I hope you all have had a chance to go to my website, flutterbynaturally.com, and up on the top there's a little link and it's a PDF file that you can download and use as you wish. But it has all of that information that we talked about, what they were, how they worked, how you worked with them, and hopefully that will be of help to you because I know we covered an awful lot last week. This week's not quite as jam-packed, so it'll be a little more relaxing, and I'm kind of glad about that. So a little about me. I'm a wife, I'm a mother, and I'm a mémère to three small boys that melt my heart. If you've never heard the term mémère, it is Canadian French, and it's sort of the French equivalent of Nana. It literally means old woman, but it's instead of grandmère, which is grandmother, it's sort of their slang term for that. And it's what I grew up calling my dad's mother, and she meant a lot to me. So when it came time to pick a name for my grandsons, that was it. It was an easy one for me. So I'm mémère. And for some reason, the kids all have a easy time saying it, and the adults not so much. But that's okay. They can say it, and they love me. And it's what I love. I am an owner with my daughter of the business Flutter By Naturally. And if you want to know how that name came about, we talked about that on last week's show, so go listen to it. I may tell it again sometime, but not this week. We have a website, flutterbynaturally.com. And we sell on Facebook on our own page, Flutter By Naturally Sales, which is where we do clearance and special deals when we have them. And I'm also an admin and so sell on the Healing Crystals group of pages. And an odd thing that a lot of people don't know about me, because here I am selling rocks, is that I have a degree in medical lab technology. And growing up, I was always the kid asking why. Why? Drove my parents nuts, I'm sure. But because of that and my degree, I love science, I love biology, I tend to approach rocks from a science angle. And that will tell you more about me and where I'm coming from. So let's go ahead and dig in. So rocks, crystal stones, whatever you want to call them, there are tools. And just like any craftsman, they have tools, plumber or carpenter, they need different tools for different jobs. And so as a crystal healer or somebody who's tuned into the energy of the rocks, you also need different tools for different jobs. And we need the proper ones, and our toolbox is going to grow as we grow. Just like tools are available at every price, so are rocks. And it's personal preference as to what you want to invest in your tools. Like tradesmen, and I'm saying tradesmen generically, male or female, whether you want to get the cheapest available or if you want to invest in something that will last a lifetime or somewhere in between. So choosing rocks, likes tools, it's personal. And you'll hear me say that a lot on my show. I've said it before, and I know I'll say it again, that if it's working for you, keep doing it, and don't let anyone talk you out of it, because it's all personal. So some people have smaller or larger hands, and this makes a difference in what you're comfortable handling also. So in picking forms and sizes, that makes a difference. You know, my hands are pretty average size, but some people have smaller hands, and so they want something smaller that's going to fit more conveniently in their hands if they're using it for meditation or something like that. Whereas one, you know, a guy that's got a bigger hand might like a bigger stone, or I might like it. I might like on some things to just know I've got some substance in my hands. I don't want a little one. I want something big and substantial because I want to know it's there. So, you know, it's your size, but it's also your preference when it comes to these things. What shape, what size, the shape, size, mineral, and beauty are endless in various combinations and shapes and sizes, and each is different and each has different uses. So the first thing you want to ask yourself when thinking about buying rocks is, what do you want to do with it? How do you want to use it? So a rock to work on one of the chakras, like we talked about last week, is different from one that is focused on helping with insomnia, or rocks for a grid for abundance, or fill in the blank. Whatever it is you're wanting to do with it, with, you need something specific to that. And I'm going to go back to the tradesman. Well, they could probably get away with turning their screwdriver around and hammering a small nail in with the handle of their screwdriver. It's not the ideal tool. It will get the job done, but it won't get it done as efficiently as the correct rock. I hope that makes sense. So it helps to know what you want to do with it and how you want to do it. There is a tone of flexibility in there, so there's no one right answer. Like I said, you can, you know, the screwdriver will, in a pinch, be a hammer. Carnelian might help you ground, but black tourmaline is going to do a better job. So it's not that you can't use anything, it's that you can use some things more efficiently than others. And there is a right answer for you, and there's a right answer for each circumstance. But what's right for me might not be right for you. And again, that's something we've talked about, that, you know, if tourmaline is grounding, that's true for probably 80 to 85% of the population, but there's 15 to 20% that's not true for, that it works some other way. And something else works better for grounding, that it affects them differently. And if you're one of those 15 to 20%, that's fine. And there's nothing wrong. It's just, you're unique. We're all unique. And so we respond to things in different ways. So when buying rocks, it's best to be as specific as you can as to what you want it for, so that you can get the best tool for the job. Again, like if carnelian helps ground me, black tourmaline or hematite do the job easier and better. So if you go to a sale or my website or a store and you say, I want something to make me feel better, that's kind of hard. Any number of rocks could work, but they might not be what you are looking for. You got to be specific how you want it to make you feel better. If you want it to make you feel better because you have a headache, because you have indigestion, because you have insomnia, you know, then you can fine-tune what it is you want better. And as we've talked about before, one of the best ways to know what you need is your intuition. So a crystal for a gym elixir to help you sleep, or something to help you forgive, or something for a grid for family, love, now you have something specific and that you can hone in on. So once you've figured out what you want to do with it, that's your first step. Because now you can look at what stones will do that, what rocks will do that. And there's many ways to do this. the most popular way is people look it up. There's a couple really good books like the Crystal Bible and the Book of Stones are two that I use, but there's a whole lot of them out there. So again, if you like a different one, I'm not going to tell you you're wrong. Those are the two that I primarily use. There's also a lot of good information online on the different websites and stuff. And I would caution you on those to spend some time, and again, I use some of them, so I'm not telling you not to, but spend some time figuring out which ones are in line with you, which ones resonate for you, because there's lots of opinions out there, and there's lots of differences out there, and so you want to find a site that resonates and says, yeah, this makes sense, yeah, I like this, yes, that resonates with me. And then you can use it over and over again. If you just use a different one every time, you're going to kind of be all over the place. You know, and it's sort of like baking a chocolate cake. Oh, you know, some people like light chocolate, some people like dark chocolate, some people like lava cakes. You know, the intensity of the chocolate's different. They're all chocolate cakes. So all these sites are okay. They're just all different variations on the same. And so it helps if you can find one that's reputable and resonates with you and you kind of stick with it, you know, one or two. In my first show, when we were talking about rocks being minerals and that, I use Mendat a lot. And that's a pretty comprehensive website that lists minerals. What that doesn't do is it doesn't list the trade names and the odd names. It lists them by minerals. If it's a recognized mineral in the geology community, you'll find it on there, and you'll find a lot of good information. Not necessarily the healing per se, but the foundation of what it is. And once you know what it is and what it's made up with, then you can look better at how it's going to work, because then you know the individual minerals and it can be applied better in your life. So I encourage you to just spend some time finding what pages, what YouTube channels are a good fit for you. And then you can go back to it again and again. And the best way, in my opinion, is to intuition. And that's where you tap into your own self, your own knowing, where you maybe meditate with the rock, find out what it does, or just, you know, if you're trying to figure out what rock to get. I sometimes, if someone asks me, what's a good rock for a headache, I will give them a list of six or eight that will work for it and say, now pick the one or two that resonates with you or that you have already. I mean, some of these are expensive and you'll find a diamond on the list. You'll find emeralds on the list. Those aren't readily available to everyone, but then there's, you know, there's quartz and there's sodalite and there's lapis lazuli and malachite. You know, malachite's a little more pricey, but it's not so out of hand that it's not attainable. So there's lots of things that are very attainable. You don't have to go for the high-priced one, but you have to go for what resonates with you, what makes sense to you, and what will work for you. And this is a good time for our first break. I am Jody Ann on Uniquely Rocking It, and we're talking about buying rocks and what questions you need to ask yourself. When we come back, we're going to continue with this and help you decide what and where to buy your rocks, hopefully. So see you on the other side.
Many of us are attracted to rocks and love to hold them and have them. But do you know why? Do you know how they can help your daily life? Do you know how to choose what you need for today? Do you want to know how to care for them? By tuning in to Uniquely Rocking It each week with Jody Ann Roy, you will learn all these and more. Jody Ann is all about uniquely rocking it every day and asking the hard questions and finding the answers. Listen for Uniquely Rocking It on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Central Time, 5 p.m. Mountain Time, and 4 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Uniquely Rocking It with Jodi Ann with her scientific approach to rocks. To participate each week in the program, call in the U.S. 815-880-8255, Canada 613-800-8736, or Skype us at Inspired Choices Network. You can also ask questions via email at jodiann@flutterbynaturally.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back. I'm Jodi Ann, your host on Uniquely Rocking It, and we're on the Inspired Choices Network. Today we're talking about buying rocks. Before the break, we were talking about how it's important to know what you want to use it for. And before we continue, I just want to apologize. My husband asked me a question, and I answered him, even though I took my headsets off, forgetting that I could be heard. So anyways, we will get to what he asked, that he wants to know if I'm going to address how to tell fakes or not. And I am going to address it a little bit tonight, but I'm also going to do in a subsequent show, a whole show on this to help you determine and know what to look for. So that's coming up. So we've figured out that you need to know what to use it for. And now we're going to figure out what stone you want to use for that particular thing. So I'm going to use the example that you want something to help with your throat chakra. And so you've looked at the blue stones and you find out that some common choices are things like angelite, sodalite, aquamarine, lapis lazuli, turquoise, and azurite. Most often in a chakra set, you're going to see sodalite, but all of these, any blue stone will work and is totally acceptable. Now, as you can see from this list, there's a range of prices here as well. Angelite and aquamarine and even lapis are going to be more expensive than sodalite, you know. So again, you look at all the factors involved. So you have to decide what you're going to spend, and that comes into it. So you pick one that resonates with you the most, or one that you've been wanting to get, or one you have already. In this case, the search is done. In this example, I'm going to pick lapis lazuli because I love the deeper blue color of it. Now we know what we want it for, and we know what rock we want. We want it for the throat chakra, and I want lapis lazuli. So the next thing to discuss, and I know you didn't know it was so complicated, but this will mean you're happier with your ultimate choice and will not have to go back to looking again. So what's this thing? It's what form do you want it in? Lapis comes in raw, tumbles, hearts, stars, wands, spheres, and probably many other shapes as well. It does not come naturally in crystal or point form, but it can be found in this form cut and polished. So I'm going to get a sphere because I collect spheres. I have probably 150 spheres by now. My smallest is 5 millimeters and my largest is 6 inches. So that's 150 millimeters, more than 150 millimeters. It's a big one. I just got that one. So I'm going to look for what size I need. We learned last week for chakra work that at least an inch or around an inch is a good size. So that means there's a lot of choices. Now I want to get a sphere. Obviously my 6-inch sphere isn't going to work very well if I want to do chakra work. It's going to be too big and too awkward. So I can get something as small as 25 millimeters, which is the inch, or bigger. To me, for that kind of work, around a 2-inch is what would make sense for me. But again, it's what makes sense for you. So once I decide I want to get about a 50 to 60 millimeter lapis lazuli sphere, I want to determine what the biggest I can afford is in some cases for me with a sphere. But in this case, the size, you don't want too big to work on the chakras. So I've decided I want a 50 to 60 millimeter. So I need to find out what to look for. Is it a rock that is easily faked? And if so, how can I tell the difference? It's always best if you go into buying educated. And you need to find a trusted, ethical seller. And that can be difficult sometimes. So if you find someone you love, stick with them. I buy wholesale, so I can sell to you all at a reasonable price. And I can tell you for sure I've bought things. And when I got to processing for the sale, I realized that's not what it was and have to test it and research it to find out what I have. So for sure, not all sellers know what they have. And I'm not saying they're being deceptive. They just believe what they bought and haven't educated themselves. So I know I may take some heat on those statements, but I stand by them and will tell you 100% that education is your best friend. I recently bought some, Dalmatian Jasper Tumbles. And when I got them, I looked at them and said, these are not Dalmatian Jasper. And I bought them from a source that has been very reputable with very high quality things. So I'm not really sure what happened, but about 3 or 4 out of the kilo that I bought were Dalmatian Jasper, and the rest just, they were the wrong color, they were the wrong spot, you know, the spots were different, they were smaller, and I thought, well, maybe this is a variation that I've never seen. So I looked it up, and I couldn't find anywhere that Dalmatian Jasper ever looked like this. I could only find that it was supposed to be what I'm used to, that it's kind of a beigey colored background with to white, but it's not really white, it's a little off-white, and black spots. And the black spots aren't perfect circles, but they're irregular. So now I'm like faced with, what are these? Because they don't feel like Dalmatian Jasper. They don't look like Dalmatian Jasper. I'm sure they're not Dalmatian Jasper. Luckily, I have a couple of geology friends, and I have some good sites I can go to, and they were granite. they're just plain granite. So we looked up what those were good for, and I'm selling them as granite because that's what I know they are. And that's what I think makes me different, is that I'm always willing to learn what my stones are. If ever you buy from me, whether it's on a sale on Facebook or on our website, we're going to give you information about what it is, what healing properties it is. So that you can learn and buy with confidence. And I will never get upset if somebody challenges me as to what is that really that, or are you sure this, or did this come from? I would hope you'd do it in private and not try to embarrass me. But, you know, we can never have it totally right. We can do our best, and we can own up to our mistakes when we make them and fix it and move on. And I can do my best ahead of time to label them as correctly as I can. And I can not take on face value everything that I buy, because, you know, they bought it that way in most cases. So, you know, some of them, mine messed up. Somewhere along the line, it got messed up. It doesn't happen often, but it does happen. I think I've had it twice, and I've been selling now for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. My website has only been up since November, but I've been doing Facebook sales for 3 years. So, you know, twice in 3 years is not bad. And sometimes you just look at, you know, or you just look at something, you go, this just isn't right. It just doesn't feel right. Follow your instinct. It's good. So with crystals and rocks, there's no regulation. There's no governing body. I mentioned MnDAT.com has a lot of the information on minerals. And minerals are regulated. They're named. They're agreed upon. They don't change. They're put in classes. And that's where I find that website very helpful when I'm doing something like this, like, wait a minute, this isn't, what is it? And I can go research there. But that's only the chemical makeup and the mineral composition. So 5 minutes of research and checking can tell you what they're used for and what price ranges are out there. So go and find out what the minerals are supposed to be in the rock that you want to buy, and then look around for prices and read carefully to make sure you're getting what you want. You need to watch out for words like composite. There's things that are man-made, goldstone, opalite. Now, once again, hear me clearly. I'm not telling you not to get them. I'm telling you to know that. Cat's eye, these really pretty cat's eye spheres that shimmer in the light, bends on them. They're great. They're beautiful. But they're man-made. They're not natural. Mother Earth didn't make them. Man made them in lab. And one of the things that's happening is, as technology's gotten better, things like quartz and rubies and sapphires and emeralds and all your gems are very easily made in the labs. So it's easy for someone to get the wrong thing as a seller, especially a seller that hasn't taken the time to learn. And I'm only blaming them to the extent they really should educate themselves and shouldn't blindly accept that their seller is always 100% correct, because the wholesalers move thousands of tons, you know, of rock every month, not even every year, every month. I mean, they move huge, vast piles. Having been at a gem show, I mean, there's just tons and tons and tons, literally, you know, big bins of them. So, you know, they believe what they get, and unless they have a geologist on hand, you know, it happens. So I'm just telling you to be aware. If you're aware, then you can pick yours with some confidence and know that you're getting a good price or not if you've done some checking. And while you can't possibly know it all, because we've discussed already that there are over 4,400 minerals, so your next step is to find a trusted seller and to find sources that you can go to look up and verify what it is you want. And I have always said that my brain doesn't retain everything, and it's not important for me to know everything. It's important for me to know where to get the information. So I'm going to tell you, it's important for you to know where to get the information. It's important to know who you can rely on and who you can't. And so maybe I'm making you wonder about me, but I hope not. I hope this gives you confidence that anything you buy from me, you know, I've done as much research as I can, and that we're giving you good quality at a good price, and that it is what we say it is. So we are at a good time for our next break, and we are talking about buying rocks and trusting and what we need to know before we go to buy that rock. So when we come back, we're going to continue with some more information along these lines and some things to look for, and we will see you on the other side of the break.
Many of us are attracted to rocks and love to hold them and have them. But do you know why? Do you know how they can help your daily life? Do you know how to choose what you need for today? Do you want to know how to care for them? By tuning in to Uniquely Rocking It each week with Jody Ann Roy, you will learn all these and more. Jody Ann is all about uniquely rocking it every day and asking the hard questions and finding the answers. Listen for Uniquely Rocking It on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Central Time, 5 p.m. Mountain Time, and 4 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Uniquely Rocking It with Jodi Ann with her scientific approach to rocks. To participate each week in the program, call in the U.S. 815-880-8255, Canada 613-800-8736, or Skype us at Inspired Choices Network. You can also ask questions via email at jodiann@flutterbynaturally.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back. I am Jodi Ann, your host on Uniquely Rocking It, and we are on the Inspired Choices Network. And today we are talking about buying rocks and things you need to know before you buy them. You need to know what you're going to use it for and how you're going to use it. I'm going to address that a little bit in just a second. And what to look for, what price range it should be in, so that you know that you're getting a reasonable deal, if not a good deal. One of the other things, were just before the break, we were talking about people who label things wrong, and that it's not always their fault, only in that they haven't done their homework to find out. But there's other things like citrine. Citrine is often amethyst that's been heated to become yellow. And there's big debates about this and whether or not it's really citrine. And I would tell you that, yes, it is citrine, because it is heated either by us, by man, or by Mother Earth. Natural citrine that comes out of the earth as citrine is citrine because it was heated in the earth. Now, the best way I know to tell the difference, and honestly, your seller should say if they know that it is heated or not, and that's something I get asked a lot, and I try to label my things. Sometimes it gets, and sometimes I just truly don't know, because the best way, if your seller hasn't told you, if your wholesaler hasn't told you, is that in general, and of course, nothing's ever absolute, but in general, natural citrine that comes from Mother Earth as citrine is paler and more transparent. You can have smoky citrine, which has a light brownish kind of yellow, kind of golden color, and that's smoky citrine. But again, there's a transparency to it. There's a lightness to it. You can usually see through it. Heated citrine tends to be more opaque, and it tends to be darker. I think it looks burned, but it gets that the deep brown. And some people love that color, and that's okay. But know that that was probably man-heated versus earth-heated. But I've gone back and forth on that debate myself, and I just believe that they're both citrine because they're both heated, just one by earth and one by man. I think man gets overzealous sometimes and gets a little dark. But again, there's people who love that dark color, and that's cool. I love the pale yellow natural citrine. But we've talked about how I tend to like rough and natural anyways. So this is a huge, someone in the chat room asked the value of the industry, and while I don't have a number, it's huge. It is huge. There are, I can't even grasp a number, hundreds of wholesalers. When I went to Tucson last year to the gym show, a misconception is I'm going to the gym show in Tucson. There is no such thing as the gym show in Tucson. Tucson is covered with gym shows. They're in every hotel. They're in every convention center. They're in every field. They're everywhere you can imagine. It's tons and tons and tons. So it's not a gym show. It's many gym shows. And each of these, now a few of your bigger wholesalers might be at two or three of these places, but for the most part, these are thousands of unique vendors. Some you need a license to get in because they're wholesale only and they don't sell to the public. Others allow the public in. But and then you just have to show your license to get the reduced price. But they're all over the place. And so that really opened my eyes to exactly how big this industry is and how diverse it is. And it was fun. That was a really good experience. I'm not sure I'll get it again, but to be able to go and experience that once and realize how big it is was kind of fun, and to be able to actually pick them. And for me, I buy online because I don't have a warehouse near me. Some of the admins in Healing Crystals live near enough to warehouse that they go and are able to pick their stones personally in person. And that's huge. That's, you know, I'm jealous of them. But I live out in the boonies in West Virginia, and there's no warehouses and there's no gym shows right near me. So I have to rely on finding a few online wholesalers where I can, you know, and when I find a new one, I'll do a test, you know, kind of like I'll get a few things, do the minimum. A lot of them have minimum amounts that you can buy. So I'll do that. I'll buy the minimum amount, the $100 or $200 worth of stuff, a little bit of this and that to test their quality, to test their standards. And if I like it, then I go back and get more. But it's a huge, huge industry. There's lots of room for growth, but I'm going to qualify that. I really hate seeing people jump in because they think that it's going to be fun and easy, and they don't do their homework. Yes, it's for me, it's fun because it's my passion, because I've loved rocks my whole life. But it's a heck of a lot of work. It's a lot of work to get ready for these shows, to get stuff ready for your website. It's incredibly time consuming. You have to take pictures and crop them and do descriptions and pricing and, you know, all this stuff to figure out. And, you know, sometimes when I buy a kilo of something, there's four different sizes in it. Well, I'm not going to charge you $2 for rock and one of you gets one that's half an inch and one of you gets one that's 2 inches. That's just not right. So I separate them, and the half inch one costs less than the 2 inch one. And, you know, that just takes time and consideration so that when people get something from me, they're happy with it and it meets their expectations. And, I use a 1 inch block, and I've just now, my newest pictures, I found some 1 inch graph paper. And I just think that helps people get a better visual, whether they understand millimeters or inches. Is 25 millimeters or 2.5 centimeters is 1 inch. And so some things that this industry, science in general, tends to like millimeters in the metric. But those of us in the U.S. are stuck with the rulers because that's what we have, and they've never gone to metric. So, but in my opinion, ethics are everything. And I always strive to get it right the first time. But if I don't, I am always willing to, I don't think there's anyone that can say I wasn't willing to make it right. I'm willing to do what I can to make it right, because that's important to me, because I strive to be a woman of my word, because I want to be someone that's reputable, that you can refer your friends to and feel comfortable with. So let's get back to some of the things we need to know. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the common forms of rocks, because this might come in handy when you're trying to decide what you're going to use it for. Different forms are useful for different things. So a crystal form is the form it grows in, like a quartz point or a pyrite cube. And you can find them naturally that way, but if they're natural, it usually means that they're slightly imperfect because something interfered with their growth, something caused a shift. So they're more likely to have something dented in, or something like looks like a chunk is out of it. It's not that somebody took a chunk out of it. It's probably that it hit up against some other rock that caused pressure that didn't allow it to grow in its perfect form by the time it got that big. So the smaller your crystal is, the more likely it is to be perfect. The bigger it is, the more likely it has buffered against something in life, just like we buffer against things in life and we change from them. The crystals do as they grow. So you can also find ones that have been cut and polished into this form, and these are beautiful. But for me, I like the character of the imperfection. So that, and that's a personal preference. And some stones don't grow in those natural forms, so you need to get them cut and polished. So, and that's okay. A wand is usually tapered at one end, but not necessarily. It could be the same diameter the whole way. They can have facets, or they can be round, or they can be irregular. Or like selenite, they cut them into spirals and unicorn horns and all kinds of fun shapes. And that's okay. It just makes for more interest and more variety. My personal experience is that I like them natural when possible, but depending on the stone you want, you probably need a cut one. So wands are great for directing energy or connecting things like in the grid, or just the energy is focused usually at the end, at the tip of the wand. And so therefore you can direct it more precise and more accurately. So spheres are round balls, and they're almost always cut this way. I only know of a few things like Moki marbles or Moki balls that are naturally in Shivalingam. They can be naturally formed that way, although they break up and they use the same stone in Shivalingams to make spheres or wands. So you can find them in other, but their natural shape is that sort of fat in the middle and tapered to the end, rounded little bullet kind of thing. But spheres are often found in beads. They can be as small. I have one without a hole in it as small as 5 millimeters. And I have one that's over 6 inches in diameter. And I've seen them in Tucson that are taller than I am. I mean, they're enormous ones. I don't know where I'd put it or how I'd get it home, but it was really fun to see them. So the nice thing about spheres is they direct in all energies, in all directions, rather. They direct their energy in all directions. It's like it comes off that there's no points on it. It's a smooth surface, and so it just radiates it out into the room or out into the area. And that's the kind of fun thing about spheres and why I like them. They're just, and I like to play with them. They're fun to hold in your hand and go round and round. They're usually nice and smooth. So that's always a fun thing. And then next on my list, I have pyramids. Pyramids have awesome energy. We've known for centuries that the pyramids in Egypt contain power and direct power. But they do not grow naturally that way. Most rocks don't. I don't know of any that grow naturally in a pyramid. So they're cut and polished that way, but they can be found in many different rocks, and they send energy from their points or their tips. So like from the top, and then from the 4 points on their base, but mainly from the top is where the energy. So again, it can be more, a little more focused and concentrated. But if you get little ones would be easier to handle in terms of healing, whereas a bigger one would be better for putting on your desk or in your room to put that, the energy of that healing into the room rather than using it in healing or on a body. So, and we're coming up to our last break now, so we're going to go ahead and take that. We've been talking about rocks, what to look for, how to buy them, and hopefully some good information so that you can be an informed buyer. When we come back, I'm going to continue just going over some other shapes, and we will wrap it up and review some of this information. So I am Jody Ann with Uniquely Rocking It, and I will see you on the other side.
Many of us are attracted to rocks and love to hold them and have them. But do you know why? Do you know how they can help your daily life? Do you know how to choose what you need for today? Do you want to know how to care for them? By tuning in to Uniquely Rocking It each week with Jody Ann Roy, you will learn all these and more.
Jodi Ann is all about uniquely rocking it every day and asking the hard questions and finding the answers. Listen for Uniquely Rocking It on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Central Time, 5 p.m. Mountain Time, and 4 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
Thank you for choosing to listen to Uniquely Rocking It Radio Show. Jodi Ann will return next Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Central Time, 5 p.m. Mountain Time, and 4 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. We hope you will join us again. Until then, keep working with your rocks, listen to them, and letting them help you through this week.
Welcome back. This is Jodi Ann on Uniquely Rocking It, and we're on the Inspired Choices Network. And today we're talking about buying rocks. So before the break, we were talking about some of the shapes and forms. And there's been a good question in the chat room, which I will get to as soon as I finish these two shapes. So she wants to know what's my favorite thing about going to a show and buying rocks. So I will address that and just see if you go to the chat room, you can get your questions answered. So you can join us in the chat room on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com, and you click on chat room, and then you just put your name in and log in, and you can be here with us, and you can answer, get your questions answered, or just be part of the fun. So we were talking about the pyramids and the energy of them. Other shapes, there's a lot of shapes that are cut, like hearts, stars. I know people collect stars. And although you can find hearts in nature, I know people who make a hobby of it, like, I got to find a heart-shaped rock here. But in general, the ones that you're buying at shows or online, or they've been cut that way. And people like them because you can get different sizes. They're easy to carry in your pocket or in your bra or in your mojo bag or just in your hand. You know, bigger ones are nice to have out in the room to give that energy. And the shape helps the energy in terms of shapes mean something as well as what they're made of. They're made of this rock, and they have this healing property, but the heart kind of just adds an extra level, or the star, or the little animals even. So many, I know a lot of people collect hearts or stars, and the energy mostly goes from the points, but on a heart, there's just the one point at the end, and it's not always well-defined, so it's a little more like a sphere where it just kind of radiates off the whole form. And these are a great way to put energy into the room because they're decorative in nature, and they look nice. People don't think, oh, she has a rock sitting on her coffee table. It's like, oh my gosh, what a pretty heart. So that kind of, you know, changes things. The other form I just want to talk about today are palm stones and galettes, and or gallets. I'm not sure exactly how that's pronounced. I pronounce it galettes. They're a common form. Galettes are usually smaller and rounder or thicker than palm stones because people ask, what's the difference? That's the difference. A palm stone is more flat. It's not flat, but it's more squished. It's going to be longer and wider than it is thick, whereas a galette might not be. They're more ovalish. They tend to be more ovalish, and they tend to, they're called palm stones because guess what? They fit in the palm of your hand. So, and this is where different sizes is nice because you can find one that best suits you, a small one that you can close your hand all the way around, or a big one that, like I say, sometimes I want some heft there. I want to know that this is it, and this is gonna be, it's got some oomph to it. I don't know how else to explain it, but sometimes I just like the size. I tend to, it's like I like the microscopic world and all, but sometimes you just want something that's got some weight to it, some oomph to it. So there you can pick, and a lot of people collect palm stones. It emanates in all directions, and they are nicer than a sphere in that they're more likely to sit still on a person or on an object if you're working with them. A sphere, you usually have to get a little pillow or something to set it on or stand because they roll around as they evolve. So the question, what's my favorite thing about going to a show and buying rocks? I've only been to the one show, and it was a blast because, but it can be overwhelming too. Like I said, there were shows everywhere and vendors everywhere. I liked it because I got to see and feel and hold what I was buying. I got to see different forms that I hadn't seen in person before and to hold them. I got to see different rocks that, you know, I knew they existed, but I didn't have one. And so, you know, it's one thing to see them in pictures and quite another. They tend to be a lot more stunning in person. So that's what I like about it. I've always liked rocks. I've always picked them up when I was, you know, I always come home with them in my pockets or in my bag because I thought they were pretty and neat. And it wasn't until a few years ago that I started discovering the healing properties attached to them. And even then, I was pretty skeptical at first because my science mind was like, why, how? And then I figured that out. And so that made a big difference for me. Okay, now that makes sense to me. Now I get it. Now I, you know, and that's just my personality. And, you know, if you don't need that, then, you know, more power to, and that's great. But for me, I needed to know that. And I'm also being asked here, so I built my business mainly from purchasing online. And yes, because I'm out in the boonies and I don't have access to a warehouse, I've only been to a warehouse once out in California when I was visiting the other admins from one of our pages. She took me to her warehouse and to the Tucson gym show. I am going in April to the gym show in West Springfield in Massachusetts. And I'm looking forward to that because it'll be fun. And now I know what a gym show is like. I can get new stuff and different things and I don't have to, you know, stick to. But I'm lucky, too, that I have some connections that are geologists themselves, and they do know their rocks, and they help me understand them. I can ask them questions. What's the difference between this and that? And they explain it to me and tell me so that I can learn, because it's a field that you can always learn. Like I said, there's 4,400 of them. You can't learn them all. And then there's trade names and subdivisions and specialities within each of them. So you can always learn, you can always get better, you can always, you know, keep your mind open and be open to learning and try not to be closed and try to be tolerant of what others feel, because it's right for them. And we can't say what's right for someone else, we can only say what's right for us. So I really appreciate you all being here with me tonight. I hope I've helped make a little sense and help you feel a little more comfortable about what you're buying and what you need. Next week, we're going to be talking about using rocks. So see you then. And thank you again for joining me, Jody Ann, on Uniquely Rocking It on the Inspired Choices Network. Love you all. Bye.
Thank you for choosing to listen to Uniquely Rocking It Radio Show. Jody Ann will return next Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Central Time, 5 p.m. Mountain Time, and 4 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. We hope you will join us again. Until then, keep working with your rocks, listen to them, and letting them help you through this week.